We're chatting with the legendary Jason Singh. You know him from Taxi Ride. He joins us on the phone right now. How are you doing, Jace?
Very well, thank you. Thank you for having me.
How are you? How have things been in the last year of no performing?
It's been weird, and it's been weird for everyone, but it's been good in a lot of ways for me too. I've sunk myself back into renovations and, renovated my bathrooms and built a studio.
Oh, good on you.
Rockstar.
Yeah, I put the guitars down and picked up the nail guns and, it was really good for me mentally, and it gave me a lot of time to sort of manifest and create this new tour and look back on the 20 plus years I've had in the music business. And and then I kind of called it my career halftime or my gap year.
I love that.
I felt like I didn't really have a break ever. And I felt like I went back into the change rooms and, got myself a Powerade and got some instructions to go for the next 20 years,
Totally.
Ready to go for the tour. I love that.
We'll chat about the show in a moment, but you did just mention you've done 20 plus years in the industry. It's been 22 years since Taxi Ride's debut, Imaginate, was released. How has writing and performing changed for you since then?
Oh, I mean, look, it's changed, technology-wise, it's changed quite a bit, but I always sort of put it back down to the basics of an acoustic guitar and a melody and a lyric that that can, cross over to people on the other side of the speaker. So it hasn't changed heaps as far as the process of writing and recording, I don't think, but maybe the studio size or stuff. We recorded Imaginate in LA in a multi-dollar studio, and now you can make those records at home.
And how is that studio going at home then? Have you written anything inside that studio yet?
It's really good, actually. Like I said before, I used the time through lockdown to just keep my hands busy, but it also got my brain sort of working. And, it took me back to the time before Taxi Ride where I was just working for my parents. I hated it. And it gave me lots of time to sort of imagine and create sort of a place that I wanted to end up. So that time creatively for me last year was really essential for the next sort of phase.
So you've been touring for close to 20 years. Do you have a standout memory from a show? You performed around the world. Is there anything that stands out for you? Anything kind of weird that happened at a show?
Oh, there's so many weird things that happened at a show. I can't say on the radio. We were lucky enough to play some of the biggest places. I mean, we played Wembley twice with Taxi Ride, and we toured the world with Tina Turner, we played with Matchbox 20, and we played all these incredible shows throughout the world. But I've sort of always prided myself on playing in beer barns, backyards, or stadiums. You know, it doesn't matter where, as long as I'm sort of in front of people, and it's real people in front of me, not, computer screens and live streams and stuff like that. I'm here for the people,
Oh, that's so down to earth. We love that. And you're going to be playing in Newcastle, which is just down the road from us. You mentioned a few names there, but you've also performed with Hanson, Johnny Farnham. I know you kind of want to keep those relationships, good, but have any of those performers been divas by any chance? Or are you the biggest diva?
Oh, it's a diva. Mariah, she was full diva.
Mariah?
But no eye contact kind of diva. That was a bit sort of bizarre. When you come to our, come to our country and we're all about, how you going? And, let's hang out to, can you leave the backstage area? Because Mariah's on her way here, sort of vibe.
You're kidding.
There's a bit of that action in some of them. But then, I had the opportunity to tour with Hanson a couple of years ago, and they blew my mind as far as how good they were and how professional and how hard they worked, and really set a great standard for me and my crew to even go up another level of, how hard we're trying,
So that's cool.
Tell us about this new show. You're playing at Lazotte's in Newcastle. What have you got planned? When we go down to see you, what are we going to expect?
Well, the tour is called Jason Singh Plays Taxi Ride, Hits, Bits and Beyond. So I'll obviously play all the hits that we had with Taxi Ride, and there was quite a few of them, but it's a trip back to when we put out our first album. The album went for like 42 minutes or something like that. It was a big hit, but we didn't really have that hour and a half of music to play to people. So
yeah.
There was lots of B-sides. Like, we were selling you know, hundreds of thousands of singles, and on all of those singles there was one or two B-sides.
Yeah.
And those B-sides became really important to how long our show went for one, but also because so many people were buying the singles, those songs became really popular as well.
So does that...
Second and your third record, you kind of don't need to play them anymore. So I'm going to be going back to that's the bits that I'll be playing. And then beyond Taxi Ride, I put out a few solo albums, and I've had some great experiences there too. So that's the beyond aspect of the show. So it's a bit...
So does that mean you're going to be throwing in some 90s throwback tracks? Do you have a track or an artist that has specifically inspired you?
I think every artist that you meet sort of inspires you. How much is, you know, it determines itself. But like we toured with Matchbox 20, they were a big influence on us here. We toured with Train in America. They were a big influence there. We hung out with the Goo Goo Dolls a lot in America, and, you know, that became...
No biggie.
Another little, you know, another bump. It's like being a ball in a pinball machine. Every time you hit a paddle, it bumps you into another direction. So so I'm sort of paying tribute to some of those bands as well, and telling the stories about meeting them and how they affected the sound and eventually the path of the band.
We're going to be in for a real show. I can't wait to see this. Jason Singh plays Taxi Ride, Lazotte's Newcastle, lazotte.com.au for tickets. We can't wait to see you, Jason. Thanks for joining us this morning, mate.
Thank you guys so much.
It's the Harry and Dana podcast. Stay up to date on everything Hunter Valley on our socials at 98.1 Power FM or at 98.1powerfm.com.au.